Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
Hello, this is Griffin McElroy.
And this is wonderful.
Let me slip into something a little more comfortable.
Okay. Is that your slipping noise?
Yeah, that's what I do when my clothes are changing.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah, so I'm using webs to change all my clothes into something a little more comfortable. All right, so now I'm just in one big sleeping bag that I've zipped up right to my neck, so I can't use my hands to adjust any of the knobs or dials. Do you want to slip into something a little more comfortable? And it's weird when you actually, it's a request to, for another person to do it. I've just learned.
No, thank you. I'm very comfortable.
You are wearing a sort of onesie, sort of very soft onesie, little get-up. So, yes, it doesn't get much more comfortable than what... Hey, everybody, listen. We fucked up. I'm traveling this week, and I think I had the realization, it came to me like a dream last night of, oh, no, we didn't set a time to record Wonderful. We're doing this on a Sunday night, which is an interesting energy. Everybody else is watching dragons eat...
True.
Like kids or whatever's going on GOT today. I can't pretend like I'm not watching. I am watching. There's probably a 70% chance of dragons getting a kid right now, but we're recording the podcast, which makes me even happier than Game of Thrones does.
Is that true?
Yes, it does.
Oh, that's nice.
It's close. Do you want to talk about Game of Thrones and why you bailed? I feel like maybe we've addressed it
so
on the show before.
I made it through the whole first season.
You did.
And then we started the second season, and there is a scene where a smoke monster comes out from between a woman's legs. And I thought...
Where the vagina lives.
I thought, this isn't really for me anymore, I don't think.
I've never seen somebody make so decisive a decision of a television show just not being their cup of tea. Because you had appreciated it up to that point, I feel like. But then you saw that, and you're like, okay.
I like fantasy when it kind of exists within my realm of understanding, when I can kind of be like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense because of this. But when a show starts to really, you know, ask a lot of me, then I tend to ask to go away.
You like that hard fantasy, not like this fucking Joker George R.R. writing shit for the math. So we fucked up, right? And we didn't have time to prep. So I think we're just going to do all small wonders this episode.
Yeah, I literally have a draft in my email of topics that I never could turn into whole segments.
Okay, perfect.
So I am ready to pull from that.
Before we get into that, do you have any microscopic wonders? And let's just, we don't even have to expound on it. Okay. We can just sort of like float it. I think they do this in some like church like ceremonies when it's just, you want to like lift up somebody. Just like a prayer. You don't have to like say what's up, but just like webbed belts. I know I'm not supposed to explain, but they're coming back in a big way. Trust me.
Are they really?
Webbed belts. You can put the thing anywhere. Wheat thins.
These are like little balloons you're releasing.
Little balloon, little like those little paper lanterns.
It's really lovely.
Wheat thins. Butterflies. I'm kicking your ass at this. It's like not even close.
I know. I mean, espresso.
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 Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, that apple cake you made for Passover was really
Passover
good.
Passover apple cake for the Seder. It was so moist, though.
Mm-hmm.
Elixir guitar strings. They're so slippery.
Oh.
I'm just looking at things around the room now. I'll cop up to that.
Do you want to get into like real small wonders?
Yeah, well, I think you go first this week. And again, let's just like... keep it casual. I hope you guys are ready for us to really let our freaking hair down and slip into something even more comfortable than the sleeping bag that I'm sort of pupating inside right
now. Okay, I'm ready.
Well, my body's turned into jelly inside this sleeping bag, and I'm going to come out. I mentioned butterflies earlier because today I ate through a slice of watermelon and a corn dog and a fudge bar.
Oh, that's fun.
And tomorrow I'm going to have a bellyache.
And you're going to eat through one nice green leaf.
Uh-huh.
Feel a lot better.
Yeah, I'm going to eat through that green leaf.
Okay, about my first one.
Yeah.
Us Magazine has this feature called What's in My Bag.
Okay.
where the idea is that they dump out a celebrity's bag and then they talk about all the products they use that they couldn't live without and carry around with them. And I always like to see what's in people's bags.
It's my obsession. I love it. I love it.
I know that it's fake. Like, I know that not everybody carries around like an entire bottle of perfume and a scarf.
Maybe.
But like,
maybe
I really enjoy just the layout of seeing that bag and seeing all those little items spread out on the page.
The Verge used to do a feature. I think Polygon did one too, of just like dump out your bag and show us like what your travel essentials were. I think it was before an E3. This may have been a joystick actually. Oh. Everybody would post like pictures of like what their loadout was before they went, and it was so like
so nice.
Viscerally satisfying.
I don't know why that is.
I really liked it. Actually, I saw one of those Us Weekly features. You're smiling like you think this is going to be a joke. This is a real one. Okay.
Okay.
They did Mike Myers, and some pornography came out, and he was like, "That's not my bag, baby."
Okay.
That's a real truth.
Okay.
I just said a real truth on this show. I've exposed my real truth, and you're. The face you're giving me is, I feel like you're not letting me stand in my truth.
Do you want to do yours?
I'm going to talk about assembling something with instructions.
Oh, gosh, Griffin, this is like...
This is my shit.
This is like a gift on top of a gift for you.
Rachel got me a big old grill, big old gas grill for my birthday. And don't come at me with this charcoal shit. I've owned 5 charcoal grills in a row, and I'm over it. I'm ready to move up to propane. Propane.
Bobby. Gotta get it. Dial
Bobby,
in.
Bobby.
Dial in, babe.
Bobby. Will Bobby. Propane.
Where'd it go?
Yeah, no, you lost it. You had it so good.
Anyway, this thing showed up in fucking 400 discrete pieces, and it took me 2.5 hours to put it together, and it was so good the whole time. This was the first, it had an app that came with it that you could like slide around, like this 3D image of it was actually super helpful. But man, this IKEA furniture, whatever, I complain about how long it takes, but God, it is so satisfying taking this big pile of metal garbage and then like, your first step, you're like, I don't know where any of these things are in this big pile of garbage. But then you start working through it, and then it gets easier and easier to find stuff. And then you built a grill.
Were you ever like into those like models that people make?
No, you know? I loved Legos.
Okay.
Less the...
like the kits.
Less the kits. More we had a big box of Legos that I would bust out every time we watched a movie, which was very frequently in our home. And so I think that did inspire me when like I moved out of the house and had to start building things. Usually IKEA things.
Yeah.
I would say like, I got this. And then I would build a bad chair. And then I'd be like, okay, I need to really stick with the instructions. And now I'm really good at it, I feel
like. This explains why you like always have to do something else while we're watching something.
Yeah, that probably explains it.
You need your big box of Legos all the time.
I needed my big box of Legos. Also, ancillary small wonder, and really it's a big wonder. I think I've actually talked about it before. A drill, a good power drill. Oh my God.
That is maybe the best housewarming gift we have ever
received. Chris Grant got me a very nice drill.
Yeah.
And I use that shit for everything. Even when the instructions are like, don't just use a screwdriver for this. If you use a drill, you might get it too powerful. And that shatter the thing. And it does happen, but I still say, don't tell me how much fucking power I require.
Baby. Baby.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it blending them both, like they did a Dragon Ball Z fusion.
Baby. Propane.
You. Who are you combining?
Baby.
Oh, so you're combining Tim Allen and
Tim Hill.
Hank Hill?
This is Hank Tim.
I feel like there's a little Andre the Giant in there,
this
too.
Hank Improvement.
Anybody want a peanut? Hey, baby.
Can I give you another small wonder?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Shrimp.
Oh, yes.
Not only is it like my small wonder, but it's pretty small.
It's small. You don't get much smaller than shrimp except for crawdads and krill.
I was going to do a whole feature on this at one point and it just didn't go anywhere, but I'll share with you some information.
This is the perfect small wonder because you really can't talk for a long time about shrimp.
No, you can't. So shrimping started in Alabama and Louisiana in the 1700s.
Yeah.
A long time.
Makes sense.
Only 3 ounces of shrimp provides 20 grams of protein.
Damn.
And over 75% of your B12 that you need for the day.
I need so much B12. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Here's another little fun fact about shrimp.
They taste amazing. They're very good to eat.
Females of the freshwater shrimp Caridina and Cifera are capable of storing sperm from multiple partners and thus can produce progeny with different paternities.
That is the wildest shit I've ever heard.
Isn't that delightful?
It's delightful, but can you imagine the episodes of Shrimp Maury that are happening under the sea?
Turns out you all are the father.
You're all the well, you and you are both the father. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, it's cool. Don't worry about it.
Shrimp also have high levels of omega-3 fatty acids and low levels of mercury.
Okay. Shrimp are awesome. They're very good for you. But what's your favorite preparation of a shrimp? If you're going to eat a shrimp right now, what do you want?
Oh my gosh. I mean, just lots of butter.
It's hard to beat scampi for this kid.
Just so much butter. Oh, I also like a barbecue shrimp.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a funny thing you say there with a... Rachel says this funny thing with a like a Crocodile Dundee accent that she does where she talks about this specific preparation of shellfish. And I love it. I think it's really funny. But she's too... You really got to get a couple drinks in her
first
before...
Are you talking about...
When you do it, yeah.
Shrimp on the Barbie. Hold on. I got it.
I think you actually go, it's shrimp on the Barbie.
Oh, so it's just combined.
It's a callback joke.
Yeah.
Shrimp are great.
I really love shrimp. I always want it in pasta for sure. Tacos, shrimp tacos.
Shrimp tacos are legit. That was the first thing I cooked for Rachel. It's true. Look at it in your heart. You remember? I made my own lime sauce. It was not great. I used corn tortillas. It was a big sloppy mess. But listen, that poopy vein they got, that's no good. I think we can all agree that that's not ideal.
No, I know. And sometimes you'll buy it and it says that it's deveined, but
it's still
not.
Got that dookie right in there. What are you guys doing with that? Can you imagine if your spine was full of dookie? Awful, awful thought. Awful
thought.
You
want to do your next thing?
Let me also say this. Uh-huh. I got a lemon, garlic, shrimp, pasta, linguine little guy for dinner a couple nights ago, and it was uh-huh. really tasty. But don't leave the tails on in a pasta.
Yeah, why do they do that?
Why do you do that? I don't want to eat the tails.
Is there that much flavor you're saving by leaving the tail on?
I don't know, but now I'm rooting around in my pasta like a confused Winnie the Pooh. It's yucky.
That's like when they put mussels in pasta and you have to like... fish it out of the shell.
My second thing is the increasing onlineification of various bureaucratic processes.
Oh, can I give you a quick example of one of my favorite things?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go to the DMV, you can get in line virtually.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can like set an appointment and you'll get notifications to tell you how far out you are. So you don't have to show up until like right before your appointment. It's incredible.
That's shit hot. Let me do you one better.
Okay.
You don't even have to do the DMV most of the time because you can renew your license and your car registration.
That's a Texas thing.
I know. That's awesome. That's what I'm all about. There's a thing that you can get when you own a home called a homestead exemption that basically says, like, I live in this house, so I'm not paying, like, business taxes for it or whatever. And the first time we did it, you had to, like, go and, like, file paperwork, like, with the county or whatever.
Yeah.
And now they've got this website and you just beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. And then it's done. And then you don't have to sweat it anymore. It's so incredible.
When I was
like in high school and had to start worrying about shit like this, like I dreaded it to the point where I inherited Justin's car and we didn't have that on paper for a couple years. That wasn't official for a couple years. And so like, I don't think we had a title for it because we lost it. And so we'd have to like go and get another title. Oh, and so there were all these things. And I started to get tickets and I was like, guess I just got to eat these tickets because there's nothing
Griffin,
I can.
I'm so glad I met you after that phase ended.
I know. I think I did that in Chicago too. I don't think I ever got my car registered in Chicago. I went to the DMV, which was like four train stops away, and like waited in line and got up there and like apparently did not have the appropriate paperwork to get my registration. And I was like, you know what? I'm moving in 3 months. So I'm just going to ride this motherfucker out and you guys can deal with it. But now you just get on the internet and it's like, so good. You got a third thing?
I do.
All right. How many things do you have, by the way? Because I have like 10.
I've got a pretty long bulleted list.
Oh, tight. Okay.
Okay. So this is something I don't really have much anymore. But if I were to go to Sonic, I would get cherry limeade.
Oh, yeah.
With that nugget ice. You know that nugget ice? You like it? Everyone likes it. Do you not like it?
Two problems with nugget ice. One, I don't like that crushed ice because it just like it melts so fast and it gets up in your straw, and that's not great. My second thing is I would love to see the split in a lot of urinals. In a lot of certain places, they will put sort of nugget ice in there to kind of disperse the stream of pee, to kind of like not refract it, but like break up the flow so it doesn't just like hit the back of the porcelain and splash everywhere.
Oh my, I never knew this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is that ruined nugget ice for you.
It kind of, yeah.
Oh no,
it's not.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like it's not as common anymore. I feel like I mainly saw it in a lot of bars in West Virginia, but like nugget ice in the urinal to like save yourself
from
having
to buy.
Are
you sure it wasn't just people dumping out their drinks?
It would be wild if one, people had drinks with nugget ice in it at a bar, then they took it into the bathroom every time I went in there to dump it in. No, this was like a thing. And now like you'll see it, there's a lot of urinal tech that I feel like you'll never get to appreciate. But now there's these like little, have you ever seen those like pads that they will put in cat food in so that your cat has to kind of like dig around to like find it? And it's like little soft rubber spikes. They'll put that in like a urinal. But like, so that way like the pee just kind of like hits it and stops. Isn't that cool?
No.
Okay. I guess I don't like having my own pee all over the front of my pants, but I guess that's just
what
me.
About cherry limeade though? Do you like cherry
hell
limeade?
Yeah, are okay. You kidding me?
Okay.
I used to get Justin and I lived not McElroy, my buddy Justin lived in an apartment around the corner from a well, it was a Super America, but then rest in peace Super America, it turned into a Speedway. I would get Slurpees from there all the dang time though. All the dang time. I guess that's different. You're talking about
no,
the
fluid. It's very different. The good thing at Sonic, so a lot of times they'll skimp, but when you get a cherry limeade, it's supposed to have a piece of lime and an actual cherry in it.
Oh.
And that's a real treat, too.
I like it. Love those commercials, too.
Okay.
The commercials are funny.
Okay. What's your next thing?
My third one I don't like.
Oh.
I'm just going to do it really fast. Small bags of chips. I like small bags of chips. I like small bags of chips, like the little single serve bags of chips. I like them.
For like portion control reasons?
It's not portion control reasons. It's like, that's actually how many chips I like.
Oh.
Now, when I was younger, I could like get a bag of Snyder's, like those thin, just like barely there potato chips and eat the entire fucking huge ass bag of them in one sitting. No problem. But now like, I can't handle much more than like 13 chips worth of sodium or I die. And so I like it. I like it. Sometimes I want sweet, and I feel like there's a lot of ways to scratch that itch. And when I want savory, I'll just grab one of these small bags of chips.
Sometimes I think about what your dating profile would be like now.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can only eat 13 chips would be like a bullet on there.
Yeah.
Now.
14 if I'm dared to. Do you like to play? Do you like to play games? Well, now I sound like the Saw guy, don't I?
Yeah, you very much do.
Shoot.
Do you want another
thing?
Yeah,
let's both do one more and then we'll do a money zone or whatever we call it on this one.
Okay. I really like the musical Into the Woods.
Yeah. Yeah, bud.
I am, unlike Griffin and many of the McElroy family, I did not grow up with a lot of exposure to musicals. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, when they showed that performance of Into the Woods with Bernadette Peters on mm-hmm. PBS, we taped it. On VHS, and I used to watch it all the time. I loved that musical so much.
It Probably more than any other musical. Like, it fucks me up. I feel like the last 30 minutes of that show just like puts me in the ground.
I could
fill a child's swimming pool with my tears. With like the final reprise of Children Will Listen. Like, no, I can't. You can't do this to me now. I saw this in the theaters next to my dad, who was just like clutching my leg during that song. Like. Losing it. Absolutely losing it.
The music is great. It's very funny. It has a lot of familiar parts to it because it draws on all those old storybooks.
But yeah.
It's one of those movies that was like, oh, maybe I do like musicals.
Yeah. The movie adaptation of it.
It was very good, too.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was very good. It was. I think that the musical was so pitch perfect, like the stage version. But my fourth thing is Costco. I don't think we've talked about Costco before.
No, we haven't.
You can just go there and you can get a big old box of whatever, man. We just went today.
We did talk about buying stuff in bulk, though, I think.
Oh, you're right.
Like having a big thing of toilet paper.
I do like knowing that I'm good for toilet paper, but like...
Yeah, we really should have gotten toilet paper today. I'm realizing that now.
Oh my God, you're right.
But we did get a lot of fig bars.
We got two big boxes of fig bars. we got like 24-pack of La Croix, so don't even worry about us. Yeah, we're good over here. We got tummies full of fig bars and bubbly, flavorless water.
That's my favorite.
It's my favorite one.
Jack Johnson song.
Oh, yeah. My fifth thing is Jack Johnson.
Hey, Griffin, can I steal you away?
Yes.
I have a personal message.
Good.
This message is for Greg. It is from Joey. Greg, when you shared the McElroy podcast with me all those years ago, I never could have imagined how important they would become to me, how much closer their humor and intellect would bring us, and how many great goofs and hot, salty tears they would inspire. You are the most amazing older brother, and I love you more than anything. Thank you for everything. Isn't that nice?
You know my favorite part of that message?
What?
Talking about our intellect.
I know, intellect. You don't hear that a lot with McElroy's.
Listen, I know all the presidents in all the state capitals.
Okay. Go.
Austin. Charleston. It's Chicago. Chicago's a capital.
Nope.
Okay, I'll come back to Illinois.
Okay. What about my great state of Missouri?
Oh. Missouri.
Okay.
I said the name of the state again, didn't I?
Do you want to read the next personal message?
Yeah, here's one, and it's for Peebs, and it's from B, who says, "Hey, Peebs, you're such an incredible person, and everyone around you loves and adores you. Watching you flourish over the last couple of years has been such a joy. Thanks for putting up with me loudly singing show tunes all day and night for the past 6 years. I love you loads, and I'm glad I get to hug and smooch you every day. All my love, B." Here's the joke. I hope it's not an actual bee.
Oh.
Because if it tried to kiss me, it would hurt. It would sting. Ouch.
Well, and if it went face first, it'd probably be okay.
People are always talking about bee stingers. They never talk about the teeth. The teeth are still really sharp. They prefer to sting, but a bite will also get you there. This is a very sweet message, but it made me very scared, and you need to think about that.
Okay.
Thanks so much to the over 28,000 members who joined or upgraded during the 2019 Max Fund Drive and to all of our monthly members.
To celebrate hitting our goal this year, we're putting the 2019 Max Fund Drive pins on sale for all $10 and up monthly members.
As in past years, you'll be able to get some pins and support a great cause at the same time. The proceeds from this year's sale will support the National Court-Appointed Special Advocates Association.
National CASA does amazing work for children and youth through a national network of 950 member programs. We are proud to be able to support them.
The pin sale will run from April 29th until May 10th. And if you're a $10 and up monthly member, your personalized code is waiting in your inbox right now. For more details, you can head over to MaximumFun.org/pins.
And once again,
thank you.
Oh, you got anything else?
Oh, for my small wonders?
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby monitors.
Oh, so vital.
We have one that tells us the temperature in the room, too, which has been really, really handy.
Yeah, because our house is impossible to keep at a static temperature.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It gave me such peace of mind when we moved Henry out of our room.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine, like, not having it. Like, can you think, like, of a time period where you, like, couldn't hear or see your kid and they were sleeping in a different room of the house and they were brand new? I can't imagine it.
I mean, kids were just more rougher and tumbler.
I guess so.
Yeah. Can I talk about my thing? Yeah. Baby monitors are super cool, but we just talked about my Analect, and this next thing is going to really make it, really going to drive it home. The third movement of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, and then I've added where it pops off.
Wow. I don't know if I can picture this in my head.
So Moonlight Sonata is...
Will you sing a little bit?
It's Moonlight is like... You know that one?
No. Not,
yes, you do.
Not based on you singing it. Oh, yeah.
So it starts off like that. It starts off like all like chill and all slow. And you're like, Moonlight Sonata, this is like a sad, dreary song to put me to sleep.
Yeah.
But then the third movement is the part where it pops the fuck off. And it's like probably the first drop in music. I think if I was at a concert where like Beethoven was debuting this shit and he got to the third movement, like I'd be looking at everybody like, are you guys hearing this shit? It's the part here. And let me see if it's just in this video.
Wow, yeah.
It's so fucking lit. This part rules.
Griffin's playing air piano right now.
I was. Sorry, that probably didn't sound very good coming over my microphone. But I remember I like downloaded, oh God, this was like early days of like computer, like learning software for instruments. And I was trying to learn, you know, the usual shit, like Ben Folds songs. And there was some sort of like app you could download from guitarchords.com or some shit. And so I downloaded this. I downloaded Moonlight Sonata, and it was just this part, and that coming through a MIDI file was like the craziest shit I've ever, and I was like, if this is what classical music sounds like, this is amazing. And then I went and like borrowed some classical music like from my high school library, and I borrowed Moonlight Sonata, and I popped it in, and it was the first part, and I was like, this is boring. Where's the, and I couldn't find the like lit part, and so like I took it back, and I was like, no more classical music for me. But the third movement of that song beats ass. It is so good every time I hear it, and watching somebody play it is the wildest because it's real fast.
How do you classify something as a movement?
I mean, it's like hoity-toity classical terms, right? Like it's basically, we're talking about three songs, but I guess it's all in the same key with the same same, okay. There's leitmotifs and shit like connecting them and everything, but I mean it's all of the movements together are 15 minutes long, so
yeah, okay.
it's really this is an EP that he put out once.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. God, that song rules.
That is very good.
What else you got?
I love that you brought that in the same week as you brought a bag of chips.
A small bag of chips.
a small bag of chips.
Which is more erudite than a big bag of chips.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want to hear another thing?
I do. You saw I was drinking from this big bottle of water. You knew I couldn't answer. It was a prank on me.
I'm going to say the Moscow Mule.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the world was late to this party.
Hmm.
I didn't really know about it until maybe like 5 years ago.
This is an alcoholic beverage that I suppose you can also make a virgin version of that is largely ginger beer and what, lemon or lime juice, and then usually a vodka, but I think you can substitute several different liqueurs in there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And the little copper mug.
That is the most fun part of it, yes.
It's my favorite summertime drink.
I really want anything with ginger beer in it. I found...
Yes.
When I am not a big drinker at all, but when I discovered that you can imbibe alcohol as well as a liquid that makes your tummy feel better, like it's sort of everything kind of clicked.
Yeah, because you used to do the 7 and 7 for a long time.
7 and 7,
purpose.
Similar purpose. 7 up is what I drink when I have a tummy ache. And so it was really just me kind of getting ahead of the game. Kind of Robin Peter to pay Paul situation there. Mm-hmm. I've got those videos, like social media videos or YouTube videos where somebody builds a house or like a pool out of natural stuff. Like they'll just like scoop a bunch of mud up and like make a house. And then they'll
like, is this because we watched that hot tub one the other day?
No, I'm even talking about like people like just like digging a hole in the wilderness and then like coming up with like makeshift masonry to like build a really luxurious looking pool out there and like building an irrigation channel from like a nearby creek and filling it that way and just like swimming and chilling in the pool they just made.
How would you even search for that on YouTube?
I don't know how to search for stuff like that, but I watched it. I interfaced with enough of them on Facebook that now Facebook serves them up hot and fresh for me all the time. Also, my next thing is I'll just do it because it's also a Facebook thing. I get a lot of Facebook ads for hot sauce, and I'm never going to buy that hot sauce, but I love seeing it.
This is so fascinating to me, and join me over here in the I'm actually sober corner, but don't sound like I'm sober corner, because I gotta tell you, everybody's experience with Facebook is different. You ever think about that?
Well, that's not you being, I don't think you're party high when you say that.
Think about it.
Right, but that's how it works. That's how they get you.
It's just like everybody talks about how much they hate Facebook, but like you make your Facebook. You know?
That's interesting. That's an interesting concept. But it really shows the holes in the algorithm that they serve up me,
gentlemen
with a lot of IBS sort of symptoms, a lot of sort of what I would call butt troubles.
Yeah.
And they're like, here's a very spicy hot sauce. Do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want it? Do you want it? Here's a picture of somebody's baby. You want this hot sauce, though? Let's come back to that. Let's come back to that.
I don't get that. I don't get the, I get a lot of clothing ads.
I just get this hot sauce and I don't want to eat it, but it looks very like rich. It looks like a rich sort of, more of like a buffalo sauce than like a hot sauce that you'd spread. It's
like a thick
one you'd like dump all over a pizza. And I see that and I don't want to eat it because it would make me so sick, but like, it makes my mouth water and I get a little pep in my step for a little bit.
Okay. I've got another one.
Okay.
Humidifiers.
These things keep it wet, don't it?
I really think we should have one like in every room of our house because I really believe in the curative powers of humidifiers.
Yeah, we could also just move to the rainforest or live inside a rainforest cafe.
Being in Texas, which usually is very dry, it has not been lately.
No.
You wake up and you're just totally dried out and humidifiers keep that from happening. And they also keep you from getting sick as often, which is something that we have taken turns with Henry, and it's made a big difference.
It really does. The humidifier is a very powerful tool in our war against the elements.
Mm-hmm. When you get dried out, you're just like more susceptible to all sorts of like horrible things.
Yeah.
And humidifiers, they keep it damp.
And on days where I haven't drank enough water, you just get a humidifier going and you just sort of get it another way. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't need to drink. I have actually gotten my life to a point where I don't need to drink any water. I just have to chill in my office with a humidifier on and then use the bidet every time
toilet. Do you want to give our listeners just an update on where you're at in your bidet journey?
Yeah. You know, I've...
Is it turning on you? Or are you still...
Oh, God, no. Okay. Are you kidding me? Baby, this is me now. I really fuck with the oscillation feature now. It's not enough. I actually prefer it. I prefer it over one direct sort of like hydro pump right up there. Like it. I like to sort of disperse it a little bit more.
Man that works from home, I just like...
Can't even imagine how reg I'm like using this shit. Yeah, like nonstop. and I don't mess with the dryer function as much.
Yeah, I find it's not.
I would have to sit there for about a full like 2 minutes.
Does it come out of the same spout that the water does?
Nah, babe.
Okay, I don't know how it works.
Nah, babe. There's a whole different thing.
Okay.
I have one here and it's good headphones. Man, good headphones make all the difference. They make all the difference in the world.
For like your recording purposes or listening
anything,
to music?
Anything, man. For recording purposes, certainly. I use these Audio-Technica headphones that I think came with the Zoom microphone. They're like $50 on Amazon, and I swear by them. They're really good $50 headphones, but the cord's really long, so I don't like bring them with me on the go. And then we have a listener who works for Bose who sent us some headphones that are really, really nice. And I don't know if we've ever thanked him for that, but they are exquisite and good headphones. And it really does make all the difference when you just got good headphones that you can hear your music with. And I have these wireless headphones, and I will like just walk around, just like slip them on in the airport when I'm by myself and just like listen to some tunes while I'm walking. And it's just nice. Nice headphones.
You used to be big on listening to stuff in the grocery store, I remember.
Yeah. I got AirPods. I only put my AirPods in when I'm going to the grocery store because I feel like it is just a very lightweight thing to do and listen to podcasts while I'm grocery shopping. Let's do one more each maybe and then
wrap it up. One more.
So pick a good one.
Thing. My final thing is, and I don't know how to say it in Yiddish, but my grandma told me this Yiddish expression
okay.
that I always really liked. And it was, you can't put your behind in two horses.
On two horses?
Yeah, on two horses.
Okay, I thought you said in.
I did say in.
I don't think you can put one behind in one horse.
And she never she could never remember how to say it in Yiddish, but she used to give that example a lot. And I didn't really understand what it meant, but I always liked it, kind mm-hmm. of. And it's a way of saying that someone is indecisive, that they can't choose one side or the other.
Yeah, that's a very useful phrase, I feel like, for like your 30s and mm-hmm. almost every decision you have to make.
It's like you can't put your behind on two horses.
I like you're saying behind. I never hear you bust that one out. And it's so refreshing because of how much you curse.
What's your last thing?
My last thing I just realized we've kind of done before. And so now I'm trying to think of some. I was going to talk about shorts. And you have talked about cutoff shorts. Do you think it is a stretch for me to reopen the subject and talk about...
Can you get more specific?
I'll get more specific. I'm talking about shorts that were made to be shorts in the first place. In order for me to talk about shorts, I'm going to have to drag cutoff shorts.
Purist over here refuses to take my cutoff shorts.
The first day you wear shorts is such a special day of the year, I feel like, because it's a time where you say, I'm done with all this gloom. I'm done with all the short evenings. I'm here for shorts to wear during the summertime, the springtime, to wear to a baseball game, to a picnic, to a race. Do you know what I mean?
To a race?
To the store. I'm going to wear my shorts to the store. Uh-huh. I'm going to wear shorts because it's now and it's me and I'm here and it's me. I'm wearing pants now.
You went through a few different outfits today, I noticed.
I did. I'm a real clothes horse, aren't I?
You kind of came out.
I'm such a fucking carry.
You kind of came out in a pair of pants and then you changed into a pair of shorts. And then was there a second pair of shorts that surfaced?
Here's the tragic thing. I don't have any jeans that fit me. I have no jeans that fit me. You gotta have jeans. And it's not even like a width thing. It's all my jeans are too long. Am I just now realizing it? Are my leg bones just coming closer together? I don't know. But it really bothers me.
Oh, you know what? Can I tell you what it maybe since you have lost a little bit of weight, you're behind.
My
got
rumpus.
Smaller.
Oh, shit.
And it made your pants longer.
That's possible. And then I put on shorts, and then you pointed out that they had Cheetos dust on them from the small bag of Cheetos I ate for lunch. And so I put on these pants.
It was right near the
the penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Rachel made a joke like, what are you feeding that thing?
No, I didn't.
She did. She said, what are you feeding that hog? Cheetos?
Definitely not.
And I was like, our son is right there.
Definitely not a joke I made.
And he said, what are you feeding that hog? Cheetos? Ha ha ha. Good one, Mom. So that's his first like long sentence to his father. Thank you for that. Thank you for that gift. And thank you all for listening. And thank you to Bowen and Augustus for the use of our theme song, Money Won't Pay. Do you want some submissions, some small wonders from our friends at home? You can find a link to Money Won't Pay in our episode description, by the way. It's very good. Let's see. Kara says, my wonderful thing is half days of school. My high school has half days on every other Friday, and we get out at 10:45. Is that a half day? That sounds like more a third day. Last Friday, I drove my friends to get ice cream at our local gas station, and we sat in my car chatting and eating for almost 2 hours. This is the most high school memory ever, and it is taking me on a fucking journey.
I had forgotten that half days exist until right now.
I never got them. We didn't get them.
Oh, you didn't get half days?
No, we didn't get half days.
We definitely got half days.
How many snow days did you get?
I mean, it depended.
We got a lot of snow days, I feel like. And so, like, we never had, like, the... Anyway, we get plenty of free time and ice cream for lunch. Nothing beats it. It's so awesome. That is so cool. God, high school, there was some good stuff there.
Yeah, well, just a car. Just having a car was such a big thing. Like, it was like a place to go and be.
Steven says, there's nothing better than finally defeating a boss in a difficult game. Games like Cuphead and Dark Souls are full of these bad baddies, and there's nothing sweeter than putting one of these fellas down after multiple attempts. It shows the hard grind is worth the good reward. I feel that. That's absolutely my jam. Did you see Cuphead? This, like, the cartoon one that looks like an old cartoon?
No.
It was very cool, and it is a very, very difficult game. That's just about beating tough bosses. We should play it sometime. I think you dig it.
Is it as charming as it sounds?
It is charming until you, like, lose to the same boss who looks like a big funny sunflower for, like, the 50th time. And then you're like, fuck Cuphead. Emma says, something I find wonderful is when books have maps on the inside covers. The fact that the author takes the time to lay out a fictional landscape for the reader makes me feel considered and pulls me into the world. Here's the thing. I could swear we've had this exact thing sent in by somebody else before that we read on the show, and that makes me very happy about our audience.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But I do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate it. Hey, thank you, seriously, for putting up with us doing this. This was more fun, I think.
It was fun, yeah. We didn't have time to research, and so we kept it short.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I mean, I know a lot about web belts, but we really need to stick with the format.
That you are such a web belt enthusiast.
It's just you can put the holes are everywhere.
That's true.
The holes are everywhere.
That is nice.
And they're coming back. I know it's a fashion faux pas, and a lot of people are going to call me out on it. But
did you fold it over the top? You know how they were always real long and you'd have to, like, fold it over the top?
No, I'd cut it with scissors.
Whoa.
And the webbing, it would last me about two wears after that, because the web would sort of unspool at that point. Thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. Go to MaximumFun.org, check out all the great shows there. Shows like Stop Podcasting Yourself and Mission to Zix and Beef and Dairy Network and
Flophouse and One Bad Mother
and Switchblade Sisters. All these shows up on MaximumFun.org. You can check out other stuff we do at McElroy.family. Should be a new Monster Factory coming up soon.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we've been putting it up like early on in the month. So I think around...
There's a new episode of McElroy Brothers Will Be in Trolls 2.
Oh, yeah. Where we really shot the cannon indoors, if I'm being honest. And I think that's it. Let's just close with one more microscopic wonder each, and we'll say it at the same time, maybe. Does that sound good?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Salted
doing a
caramel.
Randy Newman impression.
Goodbye, everybody.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Listen, we already know that you love genre movies, film craft, and female filmmakers. So, if you love all those things, then by transitive property, you love my podcast, Switchblade Sisters. Hi, I'm film critic April Wolf. Every week, I have a conversation with a different female filmmaker about their favorite genre film. Each episode covers the filmmaking process, working in the film industry, and just, like, general geeking out about awesome movies. I've had such great guests like the Big Sick writer Emily Gordon.
To me, indie movies as of late have come to be a catch-all term for a movie that kind of
defies genre? Billy Madison and Half-Baked director Tamara Davis.
When a comedian comes and enters onto my set, they're just there to be funny, and we're all ready and waiting for them to be funny.
Horror industry veteran and actor Barbara Crampton.
That's where real drama lies for me. What's between you and I speaking right now? Where are we meeting? And what's the energy that we create between us?
And so many others. So check out Switchblade Sisters every Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.